The cooperative movement in Barbados is on the verge of concluding an agreement with the government for the takeover of the Barbados Agricultural Management Company Limited, one of the state-owned corporations that government is divesting. President of the Barbados Sustainable Energy Cooperative Society Limited, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, says the plan is to take the BAMC into renewable energy, as well as the production of sugar and molasses.
Well, it's a massive project and ballpark, including projected investments over the next 4 or 5 years, for example. We're probably talking in the region of $100 million.
He says a bit more about where they hope to take the BAMC.
Its future designation as an energy operation, primarily with sugar and molasses being actually byproducts. Even though the intent is that there will be increases over the present production in these areas. But clearly, the future of BAMC is intended to be in energy. And as you know, our cooperative and the cooperative movement as a whole have been expressing significant interest in being part of Barbados Trust for Renewable Energy. What BAMC brings to the table is the opportunity to use a resource with which we are very, very familiar in Barbados, sugarcane, the sugarcane plant, to produce energy. Sugarcane plant is one of the most efficient converters of sunlight into energy stock. And that aspect of the plant is now being looked at in a completely different way. And we are very optimistic at the plans that we see being outlaid for this to come to reality.
And what of those who see this as a risky venture for the cooperative movement to undertake?
Yeah, well, we fully expect that there will be doubting Thomases. And the way that we've gone about addressing the concerns, to be quite honest, is with very detailed professional assessment of all the projections of the plans. We have actually had extensive consultations with Belize, for example, who are probably 3 or 4 years ahead of us in this identical transformation. And we are absolutely confident that this is actually not only going to work, but it's actually going to be revolutionary for energy in Barbados and for the sugar industry as a whole. So we are very, very optimistic. Don't forget, we've done with Co-op Energy is that we brought the Barbados Association of Professional Engineers on board. So the things that we have done are fully backed by very detailed analysis. And we are very confident of the success.
And the next steps?
Well, the next step is for obviously for the process to be completed. All the legal, financial, regulatory technicalities, which I'm sure government's team are currently putting in place. I'm sure the minister and his team is tying up all the loose ends that they need to And we do appreciate that these will be fairly complex given the kind of change that we're talking about. But once that is in hand, I can tell you that we have very specific and detailed step-by-step plans to be implemented to make this project happen successfully and happen fairly prompt. The interesting thing about the cooperative movement is, everything we do tends to be very transparent and open. So we've been having ongoing discussions at various levels in the movement. So we've had various leaders in to have a look at the projections, to assess, to ask questions, and to help us to dig into the project. And the objective of this circular that we've just circulated to all the members really is to bring everyone on board and not have people feel left out of the process. This is something that we try very hard to do in the movement. As soon as full details are available, we obviously will fully update all our members with all the specifics. But as we pointed out, negotiations are still at a very sensitive stage, so we have to let that play out. But we just want to assure our members that everything is going very, very well, and we're pretty confident that they will be happy with the outcome once all the information is made available.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.